everyone, and welcome.
What do you want?
You want coffee?
No, candy.
Why is that?
Today is National Candy Day.
I'll take the coffee.
I love candy.
I brought the candy, and I brought a lot of it because I love candy.
Okay, guys, listen up. Here's the deal. I love candy. Sweet, sugary candy.
I want coffee.
We're marking National Candy Day.
Uh-huh. Happy National Candy Day.
Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Sorry, I'm diabetic. Pass the candy. Your Halloween candy should be gone by now. But we have another national holiday that involves hubby in the kitchen. That's right, hubby's making dinner tonight, and it's not a sandwich either. So come on, guys, stand up and meet the challenge. It's Morgan in the Morning. We'll talk next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
It's cold out. I'm wearing pants. Now that I got your attention, for those of you who know me, I could wear shorts 365 days a year. I have all kinds of shorts. Of course, your khaki cargo shorts. I don't know why I say it that way. I also have dress shorts and athletic shorts. I'm never cold. I'm always firing on all 8 cylinders. And as gross as this might sound, I sweat. So I wear shorts, but 29 degrees right now, and it'll get colder before the sun comes up. I put long pants on this morning, and I was like, I feel like I'm doing something strange. I don't know. Hey, who wears the pants in your family? Let me rephrase that. Who does the cooking in the kitchen? Today is National Men Make Dinner Day. Now, this started a long time ago as kind of a preview to Thanksgiving. Knowing that mom is busy in the kitchen during Thanksgiving, the first Thursday of November is dedicated to dad making the dinner. Not just whipping together a sandwich. I mean, actually cooking dinner. Now, back in the old days, you remember, you know, Leave It to Beaver and all that stuff. The Dick Van Dyke Show and Bewitched. And yeah, mom was always, you know, even though she was in the pretty black dress, she was still in the kitchen making dinner. She just had an apron on over it, you know? Those things, like, aren't true anymore. So I'd like to know if there really is a challenge. Ladies listening this morning, Ford Fun Line is always open. Or we'll post it up on Facebook. Does your husband do his share as far as making dinner? Or your significant other, whatever. Do they actually, or are we still a society where 9 out of 10 days, mom makes dinner? I love to cook. I try to do it 50% of the time, but I live with someone who loves to cook, and so, yeah, beats me to the kitchen, I guess. And she looks better in an apron. Anyway, I want to know. Like, guys, are you going to meet the challenge and make dinner for the whole family tonight? Are you just going to wuss out?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon has some bad news for you ladies. There's a wine shortage. We were just at Shade Mountain over the weekend. There was no shortage out there. Late night soundbite.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Thanks to ongoing supply chain issues, a massive drought, and lack of bottles, the country is now experiencing a wine shortage. Across America, moms and aunts are like, I feel a disturbance in the force. Wine shortage, it's serious. Right now, book club members are just sitting in a circle like, well, I guess we could talk about the book.
No, honey, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though. Thank you.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You know, the pumpkin spice season is winding down. I actually had pumpkin spice tea bags. I thought they were great. I ran out. I have to order more in the mail or something like that. So now it's just a black chai tea, no sugar this morning as we head toward news, sports, and AccuWeather. Starbucks, in the meantime, gearing up with their Christmas flavors. How about sugar cookie latte?
At Starbucks, we're bringing in the holiday season with our new sugar cookie latte. It's a sweet treat to help start your day. Not enough sweetness for you? Then try our new gingerbread man coffee. Whoa. Topped off with whipped cream and little gingerbread man or woman on top.
Really?
Or for a real sugar rush, get the triple candy cane lane hot chocolate with a candy cane straw to suck down all that peppermint chocolate sweetness.
My goodness.
So gain a sweet tooth and lose a foot this holiday season at Starbucks.
My.
still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob's got the sports. District soccer championships and a frosty cold AccuWeather forecast. Morgan in the Morning, nothing on TV last night. The World Series is over. There's no Wednesday night football or baseball or anything. So I find myself watching these nature shows. Did you ever watch nature shows?
In the season of autumnal transition, the leaf is not immune to change.
Oh, wow. Leaves falling from trees, an hour of it. And there's a big difference between how it's presented in America and how it's presented by the BBC. Stay with us. Next.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Yesterday we talked about the difference between television in Europe and television in the United States. My oldest daughter just moved to Europe to do television over there. She says it's completely different. It's wide open. It's an incredible world. We aired a public service announcement for getting vaccinated that appeared on European television as opposed to here in the U.S. where we're all real serious. We could still inject humor into things. I truly believe that. Did you ever watch nature shows from, like, another country? It's like a ballet. It's like a classical piece of music. It's beautiful. Whereas here in the U.S., nature shows are always, watch this destruction. Things will die. And I'm always like, what? Check out this viral comedy.
In the season of autumnal transition, the leaf is not immune to change. As the days grow ever colder, the tree will shed its foliage and grow bare until the earth revolves once more into a verdant state. The fall has happened.
Okay, all right, sure.
Whoa, it's the end of the line for this leaf. It can't handle the cold nights. This leaf has got no chill.
No chill. Oh, my.
Soon it's going to be sayonara.
Okay. Whoa.
There it goes. Tune in next time to see if the leaf hits the ground. You won't believe what happened.
Nice job, YouTuber Dusty Lawless. Just go ahead and Google that. And the video is even funnier than what you just heard.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
It's not that often that I get misty and kind of choked up. But early this morning, Rob, the Sports Center, and I are looking at a photo I was sent, and we were really choked up. We'll talk about it next.
KX.
News is coming up next. Mark's got that. Rob, the Sports Center, and AccuWeather. Rob, we just had a misty moment.
We sure did.
Because we love animals, but I got to be honest with you, buddy. Nobody, I don't think there's anyone in the world that loves dogs more than you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes. Well, it's because I'm the dog whisperer.
Yes, you are.
That's what my wife calls me.
Well, it's a great title because on Tail Wagon Wednesday, no matter what animal comes in here, you love them. Dogs, cats, ducks. I want a cow to come in or a horse.
I'd be in the studio with you at that time.
Yeah, but when dogs come in, they gravitate towards you and you're always petting them. Pork Chop got adopted yesterday and I showed you a photo.
I know. Oh,
and we
my
had
God.
One of those awkward guy moments where we just look at the photo, we go, oh, that's nice. Yeah.
I have to go do something else. Yeah. Excuse me for a second.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
But check it out on the 94KX Facebook page. Pork Chop, the senior dog, he had a nice white goatee like I have. He got adopted.
Oh, and I'm so happy for him because he's such a sweet boy.
Yeah, so he's on his way to a new home in time for the holidays.
Oh, perfect. And what, he was the longest, you said, longest tenured member.
Mm-hmm. Of the SPCA.
Of the SPCA.
He had been there several months.
So he's going to spend the holidays and the rest of his life with a loving family.
I need a break. Do you need a break?
Yes, I'm not crying.
Let's take a break.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning. Want to get away?
No way!
Another Keys to Cancun keyword with Liberty Travel in 94KX is not far away.
Not far away at all, like right after the news.
Hi, this is
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Just about 10 minutes away from another keyword in the Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel. Stay with us. Birthday buddies and much more.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Yeah, I don't know if they left this one for me, but it's cocktail. Okay, oh, but put an S on it. Cocktails, as in more than one drink.
Text that keyword now to 49330, along with your hometown, to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Take me, we'll have cocktails together.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Lynn Hall's in the house. That means birthday buddies. What do you think of when I say, all right, all right, all right?
From Texas, perhaps.
Yeah. And his name? All right, all right.
Matthew.
All right. Birthday buddies coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A new study suggests that married couples who met on dating apps have a higher chance of getting a divorce. Well, that was kind of the point. Said a couple who met on Divorcer.
Nike is planning to enter the metaverse so it can start selling digital sneakers. That's right. They're expensive shoes that you can't actually wear, or as they're also known, heels.
Don't know what to put on the guy's cake because he keeps changing his name.
Yeah, he does.
Happy birthday, Diddy.
Now it's Diddy.
Not P. Diddy.
Not Puff.
Not Puff. Coco Puffs.
Coco.
No, that wasn't it either. No. It was something like that. But
something Puff.
Happy birthday to Diddy. He's 52.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. Go, Lynn Hall. Here we go with Diddy celebrating a birthday. We also have some other celebrity birthdays.
Oh, good.
Matthew McConaughey.
Uh-huh, that's who we were talking about earlier.
I always, like, don't know if I like him or not. I love him sometimes, and then other times I'm like, what? SNL what? Did a good bit on his Lincoln commercials, which I thought was hilarious.
Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. And I don't mean go back and reminisce or chase ghosts. I mean take a big step back. Like go from winning an Oscar to doing a car commercial.
Yeah.
My agent was like, I could understand if you did this right after the Lincoln lawyer. That would have made sense.
Yeah, it would have made sense.
Yeah.
But you don't buy a Lincoln because it makes sense. You do it because you love it. Or because you're an Uber driver.
Uber driver? Anyway, it goes on and on.
That is funny.
That's from SNL. And McConaughey, I guess, likes to poke fun at himself. And there's nothing
which
wrong
is cool.
That.
Yeah.
Very cool. Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid, is 60 years old.
Really? Yeah. He's the Karate Man now. Wonder, middle-aged man.
Yeah, the Karate middle-aged man. Yeah. And I wonder if he still wax on, wax off.
Probably. That's probably part of his psyche now.
Okay. And finally, the oldest on the list today, Loretta Swit. We know her as Hot Lips Hoolan.
Able to touch. Hi. We were just going over tomorrow's duty roster. The one on my desk.
He means yesterday's duty roster tomorrow.
Never mind. I've got something serious to discuss. It is my guess that someone in this unit has been rat-thinking to the general on the sly. It wasn't me. Anyways, my duty to.
There's nothing wrong with reporting the unmilitary posture of your command, Colonel.
Just let me remind you, Mrs. MacArthur, that if this unit gets split up, it might just happen that we all get split up, which means that you and Dr. Burns here will have to stop practicing medicine together.
MASH! One of my favorite all-time shows.
No, it's great.
Hot Lips Houlihan, Loretta Swit, is 84 years
old. As old as your mom, you were saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think they can go to church bingo together someday?
Well, it's always a possibility, I guess. Realm of possibility.
Yeah. Those are the celebrities now.
Now it's birthday buddies time.
The local celebs. Yes. Indeed. Angela Hummel of Sunbury is the nifty 50 today.
Brandy Bauman, 39. Happy birthday.
Danielle Childs from Philadelphia.
From Philly.
36.
Diane Bewick from Mount Carmel, 54 today.
Happy birthday to Heather Brouse. She's 47.
Jason Stover from Sunbury, 39 today.
Jeff Dauberman, 35.
Jeremiah Hoover from Sealands Grove is 42. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Joanne Gesselman. She's from Middleburg. She's 55 today.
John Brill from Danville, 28.
John Rathbun from Sunbury is 35 today.
John Turpak from Sealands Grove, 45.
Happy birthday, Jonathan Fogarty.
He related to John Fogarty?
Yeah, Jonathan Fogarty. John
from
Fogarty.
CCR?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. 36.
Okay. Matt Shively from Lewisburg, 52 today.
Happy birthday, Melissa Musser from Milton, 37.
Michelle Schroeder from Shamokin, 53.
Mike Berry is 54.
Pamela Comfort from Sunbury, 44 today.
I wonder if she's one of the Comfort brothers' sisters.
Could be.
I love those guys.
I know, they're awesome.
Rachel Smith from Beavertown, 31.
Sheila Pavin is 43 today.
Tiffany Palladino from Middleburg, 41.
Valerie Harris is 39 today. Happy birthday.
Those are the local celebrities. If you have a birthday, you want that person to be a birthday buddy, Ford Fun Line is always open.
Yes, that phone thing, it still works. We use it often.
Yes, we do. You could use snail mail, email, the text club.
Anything, really. Any way, shape, or form.
Because each and every day, it's right here.
Yes, it's birthday buddies.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, news, sports, and AccuWeather is next. But the good news is on the other side. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Just heard the news. On the way, the good news. A woman is rescued from a sinking car.
I'm in the White River. My car doors won't open. I don't know what happened.
Okay, you're going
now. This sounds really scary, but believe it or not, it is good news and a reason to thank your local police officers for doing their duty when called upon. Good news next.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A video is going viral. Delta Airline employees surprising a special needs passenger who is on his way to Disney with lots of Disney goodies.
What is that?
Hi!
What is that?
Hi.
What is that?
The moment is captured on video, and the Delta crew surprises the passenger with all kinds of Disney goodies and treats. As you can hear, he's very excited. Here's something that's exciting, but in the wrong kind of way, as in very scary exciting.
I'm in the White River. My car doors won't open. I don't know what happened.
Okay, your door.
Three Muncie, Indiana police officers are called in to rescue a woman in
it's
a car.
My first water rescue, but it definitely is the most emotional one.
So cool. Going out the main bag.
I tried to open the door and it wouldn't open from the outside. Once I removed her, the car was completely underwater. I mean, it was seconds after I removed her.
It was a huge relief. Huge. We're not heroes. We're here to do a job. We're here to protect. We're here to serve the community. And at the end of the day, that's what we did.
You are heroes. And a hero who's not local but walked through locally named Steve Young, walking 15,000 miles since March 2020.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
If you saw that man on Route 11 in Northumberland, he was raising money for a national cause. Please go to victoryjunction.org for details. And that's the good news. If you have anything that you think is good news, send it to WKOK, our news department, and we'll make sure everyone hears it with Morgan in the Morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Morgan in the Morning, I love you, my PYT. Sometimes a pretty young thing isn't young, isn't pretty. Sometimes he's your husband. It's National Men Make Dinner Day. And you're all hooked up, huh?
Listen, I have me a house husband. He cooks every day.
Wow!
Yes, he does the laundry. He cleans the bathrooms. He does everything I don't want to do, and I just go to work.
Let me know this guy's name because I want to marry him.
In the morning, weekdays at 6 a.m.
Coming up, Tom Hanks. I love Tom Hanks. He can do anything he wants, no matter how much it costs. He was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and he talked about how he blew off Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I don't need to spend $28 million to do that.
You're not going
to
do that.
I can do that.
Even if it was free, you wouldn't do that.
There you go. The full story coming up.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Also on the way, Tom's top list. Wow. Tom's top things hated by everyone in the entire world.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
On the way to work, I don't know if you caught Jimmy Kimmel last night, but Tom Hanks was on. He's hilarious. I just love him in any role, comedy, drama, whatever. He's amazing. But he's a great interview. So whenever I see he's on a show, if I can't watch it live, I download, upload, whatever you call it, offload. I make sure that I have at least audio. Last night, Hanks talked about the fact that he was actually offered a spot on Jeff Bezos' rocket before William Shatner, but he turned it down.
Is it true that you were asked to go to space by Jeff Bezos before William Shatner?
Well, yeah, provided I pay, you know. And it costs like $28 million or something like that. And I'm doing good, Jimmy. I'm doing good. I don't need to spend $28 million to do that.
You're not going
to
do that.
I can do that.
Even if it was free, you wouldn't do that.
No, I'd do it on occasion just in order to experience the joy.
Experience the joy.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
More late night TV. This time, Seth Meyers celebrates the McRib.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
McDonald's this year is celebrating the 40th anniversary of its McRib sandwich. But if anyone asks, it was made today.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Here are the top 10 things that everyone in the world hates. I mean, this was a universal survey. Number 10. Couples who argue in front of their friends. It makes everyone uncomfortable. Stop it. Number 9, slow internet. Speaks for itself, I guess. Number 8, drivers who don't use their turn signals. That's got to be my number 1. I hate it. Number 7, close talkers, especially during the pandemic. Close talkers. Back it up. Give me my space. Number 6, people who clip their nails in public. What? Do it on your own time, man. Bathroom time. Come on. Hygiene. Anyway. Talking during movies, hate that. I always seem to sit next to that person. They're right in front of me. I'm like, hey, shut up. Number 4, being told to calm down. Sometimes it brings the opposite effect. Group texting, too many people. Number 3, yeah, that's called work here. Number 2, slow talkers. And number 1, loud chewers. Yuck.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Have you checked our Facebook page? We're posting up on you guys cooking, and Pork Chop has a home coming up. Hey, tomorrow is Flashback Friday. Tomorrow night, we flashback at a party for a great cause. ABBA. Oh, no, that's not the great cause. They're dropping a new album, and they're going to have a fake tour. We'll talk about that, but we'll talk about the party next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
ABBA is back!
New tour. Haven't been out there in 40 years.
A new album, after 40 years, is absolutely incredible.
Think about it.
First it was just 2 songs. And then we said, well, maybe we should do, I don't know, a few others. What do you say, girls? And they say, yeah. Then I asked them, well, Why don't we just do a whole album?
The first song, I Still Have Faith in You, I knew when Benny played the melody, I just knew it had to be about us.
40 years later, the album Voyage drops tomorrow. And it should be pretty cool. They're going to do a virtual tour, too, where they're going to be called Avatars. Get what they did with the word there, Avatars. But anyway, the album, I'm kind of excited about it. It drops tomorrow, 40 years later, The Voyage by ABBA. And tomorrow night, we'll be having an ABBA cabaret at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, and everybody's invited. All right, the doors are open to the public. This is going to be fun. We'll be featuring ABBA music, and come in costume if you wish. You want to wear your ABBA 70s kind of stuff or your disco 70s music, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, music, all in your 70s swag. Tomorrow night at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Sponsored by Platinum in Sealands Grove, the Retra in downtown Lewisburg, love Retra, and Beyond Brows in Sealands Grove. See you tomorrow night for the party.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We'll take a parting shot and we'll take a last couple of peeks at our Facebook posts of the morning. One for Tail Wagon Wednesday and another getting Dad into the kitchen.
The what is mom waiting for deal.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Thank you. Everyone posting up on Facebook. Today is National Men Make Dinner Day. So see if you can make that happen. Check it out on the 94KX Facebook page. Also, a big thank you to all you people commenting on our Tail Wagon Wednesday post from today, where Pork Chop, the senior dog, who we featured last month, finally got adopted. Now, we don't say finally because adoption is where it's at, but we do say finally when it comes to senior animals. They tend to spend way too much time at the shelter. So we posted up the picture of the lovely couple who adopted Pork Chop, and they adopted him yesterday. And the comments are just amazing. You people are great when it comes to Tail Wagon Wednesday. I'm having a problem pulling up the comments now. It won't let me. Oh, here they come. All right. Wicked Dog Grill. Wicked cool. I love it when a plan works out for everyone. You are so right, Wicked Dog. Wicked Dog, one of our sponsors in downtown Sealands Grove. That plan did come together with the senior couple adopting our senior dog. Pork Chop. Joe Willis, love your comment too. Way to go, Pork Chop. Have a great rest of your life. I said my thoughts exactly. Isn't that what it's about? Roxanne says, awesome. Karen says, hey, I know those people. Well, if you do, Karen, tell them I said thank you from the bottom of my heart. Morgan in the Morning loves Tail Wagon Wednesday exclusively here on 94KX. We tried to do our best at this show, and you know what? Even when we fall, we stumble, we fall, the show wasn't real good. It's still better than The Masked Singer. I'm sorry if you like the show. My parting shot today is at my friend Heather, who actually gets together with her friends, drinks beer, and watches the worst performance in the show's history last night. My tummy's turning and I feel like I'm trying to do Miley Cyrus dressed as a giant beach ball. The wild card Masked Singer participant last night was eliminated.
The people have spoken. The singer headed home tonight is beach ball.
No kidding. Wow. Chad Evans is next with another keyword for Cancun.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.